You possess an amazing power. It really is your greatest power, both as an actor and as a person. In fact, this great power is seldom thought of, but it is always there waiting for you. What is this amazing tool for success? You're going to find out today on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're doing well. I'm really looking forward to today's podcast all about your number one superpower. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but this is that moment of the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for joining Casting Actors Cast. I really am thrilled and delighted by the fact that you're here now, but I've gotten so many wonderful congratulatory emails and thank you emails from folks all over the world. It has been quite rewarding. And I just can't thank you enough. It's been really, really fun to be on this journey, despite the fact that we're still dealing with this awful COVID virus and the fact that our consciousness is raised with the Black Lives Matter movement. And I don't know about you, but I am so supportive of what's taking place. You know, I just want to put my two cents in wherever I can, but I'm not going to use the podcast as a political forum, but just know that I fully support all of these amazing changes that seem to be taking place soon rather than later. So if you have any questions, problems, or concerns, if you want to ask a casting director any questions at all about the business of show or acting, I'm here to help. So you simply need to go to castingactorscast, all one word, .com, and you can fill out the form. There's a little form that says, you know, a little talent form that says, dive into the talent pool. Get it? And if you do that, you'll also have access to download a free PDF 100-page book on voice acting called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And that's a book that I wrote about doing voiceover work a handful of years ago. And I think it's still very, very helpful today, especially, my goodness, if you're still in quarantine and you're looking to stay kind of up on stuff, this might be a really great choice for you. I also want to say a special shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. They do a really, really great job. ActorsConnectionNYC.com or ActorsConnection.com. And they bring industry professionals together with talent in workshops and seminars and classes. And there's a free at three series where you can listen to casting directors talking about the state of the business. I had the pleasure of doing one of those free at three series, and I had a great time. So you can go to castingactorscast.com for more information there. There's a link if you want to go there. But also, if you want to send me a question, because you know this podcast is driven a lot by your questions, I would really love for you to have my email address, and that's castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. So that's my, you know, promotional information about how to get in touch with me should you have a question, a concern, an issue that you would like to me to bring up on this podcast. By the way, I do have a couple of wonderful email questions that I'm going to get to. You know what? Let's get to that right now.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
So, you know, I love getting questions, and it's really fun for me. And I'm going to do two quick questions, if I may, although the answers might not be that quick. You know, I kind of just do these off the top of my head, but that's kind of what makes this podcast fun, I think, is this is all just sort of stream of consciousness going on here, where I'm just sharing my thoughts and my my experience and my background, both as an actor for over 20 years and now as a casting director. So it might be fun to listen to a couple of these questions and see if these answers are useful to you. And listen, if they're not, if you really think this is something that we should continue to pursue, by all means, write to me. Let me know what I can do to answer these questions more fully if you're not satisfied. That's the kind of cool thing about this, is I want to have a dialogue. I want this to be a place where you can feel safe to ask any questions that you want about the business of show. So this one is from Isabel, and Isabel is from Berlin, Germany. And she writes, I'm a full-time mom right now, so I was sometimes kind of frustrated seeing all the actors without children using the virus to do so many things. There are like many actors right now being busy with homeschooling or playing with their small ones. And I know, like me, a lot of them have been sometimes demotivated by all the shout-outs from anyone concerning, you can do this and you can do that, which is really true and really, really good. So I was wondering whether maybe an empowering episode with tips like that would be interesting. So personally, I had to put my profession completely aside during this lockdown, or had to do night shifts. So Isabel, thank you so much for that. And I share the concern about that. And I am kind of thinking about perhaps doing an entire episode about this. But in the meantime, just know that in a past episode that I did of about fear of missing out, and the name of the episode is Do You Have FOMO? F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And the whole theme of today's podcast is going to be really geared exactly towards what you can do for yourself and how you can use your greatest superpower. But just know that whatever decisions you make, they are the right ones for you. Please do not feel the pressure of other things going on out there that you simply have no control over. To me, being an actor is just staying in touch with your creative self. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have or spend all kinds of time in classes or in seminars or whatever, but just a nice small structure for yourself that you can do on a regular basis. It doesn't even have to be on a daily basis, but some dedicated time just for you to work on whatever it is you want to work on. Now, that can be reading a script. That can be going online and doing some research about agents or managers or productions that are looking to start up relatively soon. So just doing those small incremental steps are going to be really, really helpful. So it's not about what others are doing. It's just about what you can do for yourself. And as long as it's structured, you're going to find that you're able to tap into that creativity. Good luck with that. And I think I'm going to be spending some mental time trying to figure out, well, how I can parlay this into a full episode. So hopefully Isabel will stay tuned for that. My next question comes from Daniel. Daniel writes, my question to you would be, do you have any advice for actors who can't rely primarily on their singing ability? I'm an advanced actor in the SAFD. That's the, by the way, the Society of American Fight Directors. It's an international group that supports safety, but it's all about being a stage fighting person. I usually play villains who sword fight using heightened language. Other than trying to get EMC points, that's the equity points that you get towards becoming an equity member. So other than trying to get EMC points via Shakespeare apprenticeships, which is struggling in and of itself, I'm curious what your experience both as an actor and a casting director would suggest. Well, that's a great question, Daniel, and thank you so very, very much for that. I really appreciate that. Here's my answer, and it's not going to be like a fantastic one, I'm afraid, because we have several other issues that we have to put into context about getting yourself out there. Number one, of course, we're dealing with the coronavirus, and getting productions back up and running is going to still take a little bit more time, I'm afraid. And so your ability to sort of put yourself out there is going to be a little bit challenged yet, only because of the social distancing, easy for you to say, distancing that is required when you start getting into full-scale productions. However, having said that, that does not mean you can start putting together your own database of those theater companies that do, as you said, heightened language work. Putting together the names of those artistic directors, the names of those companies, those email addresses, those regular snail mail addresses, and developing a database for yourself so that when things start getting back to normal, you can do an immediate outreach with your picture, your resume, your experience, and a letter explaining your situation that you would like to be, you know, in some kind of consideration. I always say that you're the CEO of your own company. So using the time now to get all of those tools together that are going to really benefit you sooner rather than later. Because when things get back up, it's going to come really fast and furious. So my suggestion is consider the time away from the actual participating in acting jobs that are out there or not out there, as the case is. But putting yourself in a place where you can do all kinds of really good assembly of information so that you're going to be truly ready when the time comes. I hope that makes sense. So thank you very much for that, Daniel. By the way, you too, simply go to castingactorscast@gmail.com if you have a question, or you can go to the website of Casting Actors Cast. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. So thank you both for that question.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy.
You know what's interesting? Is I kind of tease this as what you have as a great superpower. And so I want to answer what that is. Your greatest superpower is the power to choose. It really is. You make thousands of decisions every day, but rarely do you recognize that it is the power of choice that kicks in. And when this happens, it can happen when you're acting. It can happen during an audition, but it also happens every day of your life. So the choices you make are driven by your own creative process, which, by the way, is actually your choice. And so when Isabel asked me that question and she sent me that email, I had to think, you know, we all are faced with choices on a regular basis, but we really don't recognize that these are choices that we make. For example, you make the choice when you start waking up after being in bed in the morning, as to whether you want to sleep in for five more minutes or you're going to choose to get up and get your day started. That's a choice. So your greatest power is the power to choose. And making the right choices in a creative way is the best thing that you can do for yourself right now. And actually being responsible for the choices you make. So I'd like to talk about the power of choice, both professionally, whether we're talking about acting, but also when we're talking about the business. And just as Daniel suggested, what choices does he have available to him during the coronavirus, especially if he is into heightened language and fight work? So those are all part and parcel of the entire subject of today. The power to choose. Understand that professional choice making is the area we're going to cover first. And that has to do with both in your acting and in the acting business. So let's just talk about acting first. it's really interesting to me, especially as it relates to auditions, that the actor will come in and have already made a decision about how they're going to play the part. And that's a good thing. In other words, you've been told this before, I know, but I would rather see an actor make committed decisions by making interesting choices than I would about the actor who comes in and is trying to figure out what we might be looking for. So the power to choose comes in the decisions about the character you're making. What creative solutions are you using? What creative energy are you using to make the choices about the character you're playing, whether you're acting or whether you're actually going in for an audition? And an audition simply is an extension of how you're going to play the part in performance, right? Now, you may not have all the answers, especially in an audition, but committed choices are really, really interesting. And interesting choices are really fantastic when they are committed. So using your creative energy to make some of those decisions in the work prior to your audition is going to serve you really, really well. Now, I've often said, especially during auditions, that if you've done the work well enough, the best auditions are the ones where you're not walking into the room and trying to recreate what you rehearsed. It's much better that you have an idea of the behavior of your character, because acting is behaving. And then answering the questions, what are interesting choices my character would make under these circumstances in this situation? So there's where your creative energy can help you make really incredible decisions and choices and stand out and be different than other just, you know, relatively generic interpretations of what other actors might be doing. You have your own stamp on it because it's coming through your own life experience, but you're also filtering it through what this character chooses to do in any given situation. So, in other words, you choose what to play, and you choose how your character feels when they are in the moment. So that has to do with your acting choices. So the power to choose is really, really special and can really come up with some creative solutions to how to play the part, especially in those scripts that you're not quite sure or you don't really have enough information. You can fill in the blanks, and those are all choices that you are making. So now let's chat a little bit about your career choices. So understand that you are going to make choices based on the current circumstances you find yourself in. And what I mean by that is it always baffles me that we put ourselves through so much angst about the choices that we make. What if I make a mistake, we say to ourselves. What if I've got two agents that I need to, that are interested in working with me? And each one has different advantages or disadvantages if I decide to go with one agent or the other. And we rack our brains trying to figure out, oh my gosh, I don't want to be a person who lives in regret 10 years from now. But here's the point. The best choices are based on your current situation and your current circumstance. So that means whatever choice you make, you're going to try your very best to make the best choice you possibly can. So guess what? You make the choice based on your best information and the circumstance you are in, and then you move and act on that circumstance. That's the same for whether it goes for agents or managers or even your tools, you know, the dilemma actors put themselves in terms of their pictures, right? Their headshots. Oh my gosh, this is me smiling and this is me being dramatic. Which is the better choice for me? How do I brand myself? So again, you have the power to choose. How do you want to be seen is the question. And the headshot that you use is going to be a choice you make based on how you want to be seen. all of those tools, your resume, your picture, whether or not these classes are going to be there to benefit or be focused on film and television or theater. Actors put themselves through so much angst about making a wrong decision that many times they remain paralyzed. Or then there's the actor that says, oh, I want it all. I'm not really sure what I want. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But know that that means there's just more work to be done, not that you're going to stay in a state of indecisiveness. So making those professional choices are really, really empowering. And to think of the choices that you make as something that is a strengthening thing, not what I call the, oh my God, what happens if it doesn't work out syndrome. So any choice that you choose to make, professionally speaking, as long as you've done the research, as long as you base it on the context of what you are seeking, what you are looking for, and what you hope to get out of it, you cannot make a mistake. And that's what makes the power of choice so incredibly powerful. Now, as far as personal choices are concerned, what I find really, really interesting is that you literally have the power to decide what you want on any given day, on any moment, on any second. You literally have the power to make decisions on how you want to take the next step. What I also want to point out today is that you also have the power to decide how you feel. Now, I know that sounds weird, but so many times we feel victims to the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And just kind of a personal side note, in our home, when you walk into the front door and you walk down the main hallway, just to the right, we have a metal carved sign. And the sign says, "Today is a good day for a good day." We got that metal sign from Chip and Joanna Gaines. You know, they do that home show where they take on a fixer-upper and then they make it really, really great. And they use this sign guy. And we just loved the message in the sign. Today is a good day for a good day. And that really is empowering in a way, right? If you think about it, because it's giving you permission to decide how you're going to feel. So you have the power to decide what you are feeling. Now, I know there are all kinds of other outside influences that can make a determination as to what we're feeling, but you have the power to decide what you think. So you can actually choose a new strategy if the choice you make doesn't work. I know this is maybe sounding simplistic, but I want you to give it a shot. I want you to just simply make an active decision about what you want out of your career. What do you want out of the professional side of your career? What you want as far as acting is concerned? That means goal setting. That means making what kinds of choices are available to you. And then what kind of choices can you make as a person? You can make the choice to be the person you want to be. And always remember that there are going to be consequences to your choices, right? Both good and bad. I mean, sometimes those choices may make you have to come up with another choice if it doesn't fit or doesn't feel right. On the other hand, being aware of the power of choice is such a reassurance. It is such a strong feeling that the more you practice it, the more confident you'll become. And the more confident you become, the more you'll realize that the choices you're making are going to be the right choices for you. You can choose something else if the choice doesn't feel right. once again, I feel like I've gone off, you know, on this kind of esoteric rant about choices. But so many times, especially now during the time that we're in, we're feeling as if, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling as if, you know, the walls are closing in a little bit, that we're feeling kind of constrained by the circumstance we find ourselves in. And so I'm working really hard to try to not feel victimized by circumstance, by to make active choices that are going to make me feel more empowered, that are going to help me in a creative way continue to stay teachable and continue to help others wherever I can. I hope that this has been a good episode for you. I hope you've enjoyed it. By the way, if you have or you have some comments, please feel free to get a hold of me and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear how you are using your superpower to make the right choices for you. And I'm going to share those on future episodes of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.